121 state employees were notified last week that they have to work 56 hours per week through the end of the year. Doug Gibson is a spokesman for the Vermont State Employees Association. He says the mandate came as a shock to the workers.
They never saw it coming, and I think it was a giant surprise, and they're trying to work through those issues now.
The overtime comes as the state scrambles to enter data from paper enrollment forms that Vermonters filled out when VermontHealthConnect.gov wasn't working properly. Vermont's Human Resources Commissioner Kate Duffy said the state is in compliance with union agreements and federal law, but the mandate is still not ideal.
We wouldn't, you know, do this unless we absolutely had to, but we do. We have the right to do this under our collective bargaining agreements, and certainly we're going to pay people in accordance with the Fair Labor Standards Act.
But Gibson said employees' concerns focused more on a lack of training than the long hours.
They also have issues about whether some of the applications they've been submitting are actually going to be accepted on, at the federal level and the state level. So there could be some issues there with rejection of applications because the employees simply didn't know the correct way to do it, and that's no fault of their own. They were just thrown into the situation.
The Department of Children and Families is responsible for the paper forms, which help determine eligibility for federal subsidies. Dave Iacovone is the commissioner of that department, and he said workers are well-trained to enter the data.
We just finished up a four-hour training session this afternoon, and some people may need more training, and we have ongoing training for this work. But it's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get at it, and folks are having plenty of opportunities to work at it.
While workers are making significant progress, Iacovone says the state faces a December 23rd federal deadline for the applications and is still receiving more by the day. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.